From overwhelm to launch, nailing your coaching business plan. Hey there, folks. So you're thinking of diving into the world of online coaching, huh? Well, buckle up because it's a thrilling ride filled with the potential to change lives. But before you take the plunge, you are got to have yourself a solid coaching business plan. Trust me, it's like your trusted GPS for this exciting journey and can seriously up your chances of hitting it big in the coaching biz. In this free and easy guide, we are going to walk you through the steps of creating a killer coaching business plan that will transform your overwhelm into a confident online course launch of your coaching platform. We are going to chat about stuff like nailing down your mission, finding your dream clients, setting those moolah and career goals, coming up with a killer marketing strategy, and attracting coaching clients like bees to honey. Alrighty, so first thing first, getting the lowdown on the coaching business. Before we jump into the nitty-gritty of crafting your coaching business plan, let's take a breather and talk about the coaching world. Coaching is blowing up, my friends. You have got life coaching, business coaching, health and wellness coaching. Heck, coaching covers everything from A to Z. Online coaches are the secret sauce for folks trying to reach their goals, tackle life's hurdles, and live their best lives. It's all about personal development, accountability, and giving folks a helping hand. As a coach, your gig is to inspire and empower your clients through one-on-one coaching sessions or group coaching programs. But here's the deal. With the right moves and a slamming business plan, you can build a business that's all kind of successful and makes a real dent in your clients' lives. So, cooking up your coaching business plan, first of all, find your mission mojo. Every rockstar business starts with a kick-butt mission statement. This is your guiding star, your reason for diving into the coaching industry scene, and the impact you are itching to make. Take a second to think about what fires you up, your beliefs, and the changes you are gonna bring to your clients' lives. Your statement could go something like this: I am here to turbocharge folks, help them crush their goals, and live life to the max through personalized coaching and solid support. So the second thing of cooking up your coaching business plan is scoping out your dream coaching clients. Listen up. Knowing your dream clients is like having the perfect recipe for your coaching success. These are the folks who are going to benefit the most from what you are dishing out. To find them, think about stuff like their age, interests, what keeps them up at night, and what they are dreaming about. For instance, if you are all about health and wellness coaching, your dream clients might be those busy bees who want to dial down stress, boost their health game, and live life on the healthier side of the fence. The third thing of your coaching business plan is cha-ching, setting some money goals. Your coaching business plan isn't complete without some cold, harsh, hard cash goals. So these goals are like your coaching compass. They help you track your progress and see if you are winning the game. Think about short-term wins and long-term success, like how much you want to rake in every month, your annual income goals, and the number of clients you need to make it rain. And hey, these money goals are also going to help you figure out how to price your coaching services and where to spend your marketing moolah. The fourth thing of your plan is go pro or go home. Besides money, you got to have some pro goals too. What's your coaching end game, buddy? Whether it's becoming the go-to expert in your niche, collecting those fancy certifications, or expanding your coaching empire, having clear professional goals is like having a secret sauce for staying on track. The fifth thing of your plan is, let's get the party started with marketing. A killer marketing strategy is your golden ticket to attracting clients to your coaching gig. Here's what's cooking in a killer marketing plan. First, whip up a cool website. Make a snazzy website that shouts out your coaching module. Show off your coaching menu, share stories from happy clients, and make sure it's easy peasy for folks to use on their phones. Second thing of your marketing game is serve up some content. Dish out blog posts, articles, videos, and social media goodies. Share your wisdom, give them tips, and show them why you are the bomb. The third thing of your marketing, Mula, is party on social media. Hang out where your dream coaching clients do on social media. Chat with them, post cool stuff, and maybe toss in a few ads if you are feeling fancy. Fourth thing, rub elbows with the pros. Network like a champ. Attend your specific coaching industry shindigs. Join the coaching crew and connect with other cool cats, aka successful coaches in your niche. Networking is like adding extra spice to your dish. Fifth, drop some emails. Build an email list and shoot them cool newsletters. Email marketing is like sending out secret invitations to your online coaching party. Alrighty. The sixth plan for your coaching business is luring in those coaching clients. Ooh. To make your coaching business a hit, you have got to reel in those clients like a pro angler. Here's how. First, free consults, FTW. Offer free intro sessions to potential clients. Let them taste your coaching style and see if it's a match made in the online coaching heaven. Yes, offer free intro sessions. The second thing of your luring in those coaching clients list is show off your stars. Get your satisfied clients to sing your praises with testimonials and reviews. Happy clients are your best PR team. The third thing is referral radio. Set up your referral program and let your current coaching clients be your cheerleaders. Give them perks for sending new friends your way. This one thing is like a gold mine that makes coaching businesses go crazy successful. The fourth thing is rule the internet. Get your online game strong with SEO. Make sure your coaching website pops up when folks are looking for coaching services. Yes, that's important. The fifth up is pay to play. Consider some paid ads on Google or Facebook to reach an even bigger audience. Set a budget, target the right peeps, and watch your ads soar. The seventh thing of your coaching business plan is crafting your coaching program blueprint. Your coaching business plan should spill the beans on your coaching program. How many sessions? How long? What's the price? Any extras? Make it clear why your program rocks and how it ties in with your mission. The eighth and the final thing is keep an eye on the price. Once you have launched your coaching business, don't snooze on the job. Keep tabs on your cash goals, check if your marketing is working its magic, and ask your clients for feedback. Your coaching plan is like a living, breathing thing that changes as your business grows. All right, here we are done. The grand finale. Cooking up a coaching business plan is your ticket from what am I doing to I got this. With your mission statement, dream clients, cash and career goals, marketing smarts, and client catching moves in place, you are on your way to a successful coaching business. Remember, this coaching gig isn't a sprint. It's more like a marathon. Stay true to your mission. Keep sharpening your coaching skills and roll with the changes in the online coaching business world. With your trusty coaching plan, you will turn your coaching dreams into a seriously awesome and profitable reality. And guess what? If you are itching to level up your coaching business by incorporating courses to it to reach a wider audience, you may download my guide on launching your first ever online course. Inside, you will find ideas about which tech stack to choose and the step-by-step checklist items so the process is less overwhelming for you. So go to nusratgeek.com/launching first course to get the guide for free. Let me spell out the link for you. nusratgeek.com/launching LAUNCH launch dash FIRST first dash COURSE course. Launch first course to get the guide for free. Cheers to coaching. Cheers to your coaching success. Pause. You might be thinking, well, Nusrat, I have some questions for you. So let me address some burning questions for you. First thing first, what's the deal with this coaching business plan thing? Oh, hey there. Think of your coaching business plan as your trusty roadmap or template to success and financial freedom. It's your guide to getting started in the online coaching industry and boosting your chances of nailing it big. Second question, why do I need a mission statement? Great question. Your mission statement is like your North Star. It helps you stay on course and reminds you why you are in the coaching business. It's all about making a positive impact on your clients' lives. The third question can be, how do I find my dream clients? The million-dollar question. Finding your dream clients or your target market is all about understanding who they are, what they need, and where to find them. Demographics, interests, and pain points are your secret sauce. The fourth question, can you share some marketing strategies? Absolutely. Building a marketing strategy involves a snazzy website, killer content, social media savvy, networking like a pro, and sending out email love letters. It's all about getting noticed by your dream clients. The fifth question, how do I lure in those coaching clients? You got it. Offer free consultations to give potential clients a taste of your coaching style. Encourage happy clients to shout your praises. Create a referral program and be an SEO wizard. If you are feeling fancy, try out paid ads. Ooh, the sixth and the final question can be, what's the secret to a successful coaching program? Your coaching programs should be clear, transparent, and value-packed. Lay out how many sessions, how long they are, the pricing, and any extras. Make sure it aligns with your mission and your clients' needs. And there you have it, folks. Your burning questions answered in a nutshell. If you are ready to dive into the coaching world, remember that success takes time and dedication. Keep that plan in your back pocket. Stay true to your mission and keep rocking your online coaching journey. Signing off, Nusrat Jahan. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, drop them in the comment section below and I will make sure that they are answered. All right, bye-bye for now.